Hey everyone, on the screen to the left you can see a bleep track. I'm Blinry, and we want to tell you about a game we're currently building, which is about learning Git. What's our motivation? Well, some of you already have some experience with Git, probably some of you won't have that, and those of you who have some experience may be able to relate to the fact that Git is not easy to get into, right? It has some abstractions that are unusual, and the command line interface is kind of inconsistent in some places. So it takes like some work to get into how Git works and how to use it, which is a pity because it's so super useful, right? And at the core, it has like this very elegant structure of how it works. And like nowadays, it's just everywhere. You can like really benefit from using it in like when you work in teams to build software and other things. And we think that we want to make it easier for people to get into that if someone switches careers into software development, or if some young people come into it. Yeah, we want to empower them basically to use it. That's why we are working on this. And our inspiration are puzzle games like Human Resource Machine, which in this case like teaches low-level assembly programming. And yeah, that was like the vision we had in mind, to build something similar about Git. So this is what we're making. It's like it's open source, of course. It's cross-platform. You can download it for Linux, Mac, and Windows. And as you will see, it's extremely interactive. You can like, you have a visualization of how the Git repository looks like internally, and you can like pretty directly manipulate it and see what's going on and learn about Git that way. And we also found that it's like very helpful in building some intuition for some of the concepts involved, like actually like intuitively understanding what a rebase is doing, for example. And yeah, even ourselves, we found that helpful while building this game. So I think people who play this game will get the same effect. We are supported by the Prototype Fund, which is like a German funding program for open source projects. It's sponsored by the German Federal Ministry of Education and Research and organized by the Open Knowledge Foundation. And we're super glad about having their support. We're currently like 4 months into the project, and we have until the end of February while we're like getting funding from them. And yeah, we are really excited to show you what we came up with in the first 4 months. For building the game, we're using the Godot game engine, which is also like an open source game engine, which we really enjoy. And I think it's a pretty good fit for our project, as a really nice community around it. And yeah, we're super happy with that. And yeah, BeepTrack will show you some of the features in our game and how it does it. Yeah.
Yeah, let's take a look at some gameplay features and yeah, how everything works and looks. So our game is level-based, so we have a lot of little levels that show some nice concepts. And this is the visualization of a Git repository. So the yellow nodes you can see are commits, and the blue tags are branch refs in this case. And there's that neat little light blue guy. This is your persona, basically, and also your head pointer. Yeah, so this is the main visualization that we use. It's a nice little mixture from a physics-based ordering, and also we take a look at the Git log to get like the better view of the branching. And sometimes these branches can get a bit entangled, so you can just grab them and wiggle around and entangle them in, if that happens. Yeah, we thought a lot about how we could design a nice entry to Git that is also appealing to people that do not use a terminal or don't want to use a terminal. So we came up with cards, and we took some inspiration from other card-based games. So we have these these nice little helper cards that are either one Git command or sometimes a combination of different Git commands. And as you can see, you can just pull them on different targets like commits and later on also maybe on files or refs, etc. And this is the overall look, current look of the game. So you have your visualization, your card deck, now on the right side, a description of the level. In red, you can see your level goals. These can also be multiple entries. And below that is a file explorer. And below that is a terminal where you can also type the commands. You don't have to use the cards. You can also type everything. And if you solve levels only by typing and without using the cards, you will get a neat extra little badge that shows that you're especially awesome. But it's also totally fine that you can use the cards or use the cards as a sort of like a cheat sheet. So you can go back there and remember what that commit was. And yeah, the File Explorer also has a nice little text editor that you can use without leaving the game. So we thought also a lot about how we could have a nice visualization of the staging process. And this is what we came up with. So you can see three different colored file symbols. One is like a shadow. That is basically the version that is in your last commit. And the white, most on top file icon, that is your current file in your working directory. So if you make a change, you switch from icon A to icon B. So your file has changed, and this is why it's sort of levitated. And if you do a staging, if you stage that file, the purple colored file icon will also raise up to your working directory file, and that shows that this is currently staged. And the shadow always stays the same because this is the last version that you had in your last commit. And yeah, so I already told you about that terminal on the bottom right. And the nice thing is that there's a real bash behind that terminal. So you can basically use all the commands that you are used to use if you are a more experienced user. Like you can go with touch and echo and do everything that you maybe want to do, and also expect a bit more of the Git files if you're interested in that. But we also want to take care of newcomers that they don't can do too much mischief of, in their own system. So we try to sandbox that at least a little bit. And we also try to implement some of the comfort features like tab completion and suggestions and arrow up to get your last entry in the terminal. Using Git with other people is, I think, a super important feature. So we can also use remotes, like in this case, on the bottom of the visualizations, you can see your own repository, and on the top is your friend's repository remote. And yeah, you can do pushes and pulls and everything that you also would like to do. And that little green box that you just saw there, these are our hints that we currently implemented in our last session, so that that the game can show you some more information. And yeah, as the last point, I would like to show you the level format, because we would be super happy if you are interested in making your own cool levels. And that's super easy. They are just text files, basically. And first you add all the fluff, like the title, the description of the level, and you can also set a congrats message that is shown when you solve a level. And then there's also a list of cards. We predefine these cards so that they have nice icons, and you can just choose which of the cards should be available in the level. Next, there's a list of bash commands to set up your repository. And don't worry, the setup for this level removes the Git repository, because it's the standard definition that one is created. And in this case, we want the user to create his own again with Git init. So this is why we remove everything. And yeah, you can also set up remotes, of course. And then the most important part, you want to have win conditions. And you can add a list of conditions, basically, where you write your own tests and give them a speaking name so that the player knows what he has to do in the level. And yeah. We hope you enjoy making own levels with our game. Blindry, back to you.
Yeah, we already do have some like chapters which cover specific topics of Git. Like we have an intro for motivation. We talk about file manipulation, how to work with branches, how to do merges, index manipulation, stuff about remotes, stuff about rebase, some mistakes you might make and how to recover from them. A long chapter about low-level stuff and some sandboxes. And like that's our current status. I think like for the future, we have planned to like add even more content to that. For example, we would be really excited to do a chapter about submodules, especially to understand that ourselves better and to be able to explain it to people how they work. We do have a little story set up in some of these levels, which have the theme of time travel, because we thought it might be a good analogy. Like when you check out a commit, then you go back in time and go back to that version. And then like files are objects in the world, which you can manipulate and then solve little puzzles or help people with their problems they're having. And we're also really excited to add something like a solarpunk background world to that. So like the synergy of technology and nature and how they can coexist, because we think that's a nice aesthetic and we would love to have that in the game. That's one of the next steps. And yeah, I guess we will do a lot of polishing still. What you saw in the videos are kind of like placeholder graphics, and we plan to go over them and polish them a bit more and also add something like more sound effects. A friend has offered to do some background music. And yeah, that's planned for the future. If you are new to Git, what will you be able to get out of the game? We think it's a pretty fun introduction to Git. We had some playtesting sessions recently with people who are completely new to Git and didn't know anything about it. And we think they really enjoyed themselves exploring these concepts and like the superpowers which Git gives you. And the game, as I said, helps you build a bit of an intuitive understanding for several things, like what exactly merging is and how it works, what happens when you stage or unstage files. And yeah, because we have this real Git repository attached, it gives you some practical knowledge that you can directly use in real projects after that. And if you already know Git and are a more advanced user already, what can you get out of it? Well, you can take a look at the later chapters, which deal with more advanced features like Git bisect to find some bugs in the past. Or sometimes it might be a good idea to patch things up with Git replace. I didn't know about that feature before. But you could take a look at that. And especially if you try to build your own levels, we think the game will help you to get like a deep understanding of Git's internals, like understanding what's inside of the .git folder and what this like distributed graph theory tree model that the XKCD is talking about actually means. So yeah, what are we looking for? We would love for you to reach out if any of this resonated with you, especially if you are someone who is interested in like using this game to teach Git to other people, like if you are in education or in some sort of a mentoring role. And also if you just want to test the game and help find some problems with it, no matter what experience level you are at, definitely get in touch. And yeah, as we mentioned, if you are like feel now excited to build your own level sequence using this game, you can do that at the URL we are currently showing. We have all the information you need, like links to the GitHub repo and to documentation. Check that out. Yeah, we are BleepTrek and Blinwi everywhere, like on Twitter and on Patreon and stuff. And there's also an email address for quick access. And yeah, that's all we got. Thanks for listening. Have a nice Fastum.
Hi. Bye. Bye. Thanks.
So it was very nice talk. So let's go over the questions. Okay. So when creating the game, did you know about learning git branching .js.org?
Yeah, we knew about it, and we did actually a lot of research about some Git learning games, and we also found some older ones that were not still active anymore. And we also checked out a lot of other coding learning games in general. And yeah.
One of the advantages, I guess, is having, like, what we missed about the learn Git branching is having a real Git behind it, right? They kind of like re-implement the Git command line interface and then target it to specific operations like making branches, rebasing stuff and stuff. And yeah, with our game, we like wanted to have a real Git binary behind it where it can actually do everything.
Mm-hmm. And I think that also fits to the question why we didn't use or why we don't have a web version currently, because that is the trade-off. We were thinking about having a web version, which is a lot more accessible, and also having a real Git repository. And yeah, as we are building with Godot, we could do exports for web versions, but that would break all of our Git stuff. So that's currently the trade-off we're having.
We have thought about having a virtual machine in the browser that runs Linux and has a Git installed. If anyone of you is really into that, you could definitely look helping make that happen, and having a web version would be awesome, yeah. But currently it's like a binary you can download for Linux, Mac, and Windows. System requirements are not really high, I think. The graphics are very basic and two-dimensional.
At least we tried it on a super low requirement old Windows tablet, and it also ran great. Yes.
Okay, moving to the next question. Did you decide for a dynamic / physical balanced tree for a special reason? I personally would prefer a static tree in a traceable / predictable look and feel instead of tangling branches.
Oh yeah, that's a good point. We were looking at both options, and in the end we went for a dynamic, like a physically simulated tree, because it was easier for us to implement eventually. And we would be interested in your feedback, like Simon, if you actually want to try the game and notice that like it really is a hindrance in some cases, definitely get in touch and we can maybe make it happen to have a static layout there. Yes. Also, quick note, we will be cut off automatically after the slot ends. So if you're interested in discussing this more, definitely come join our talk room that will be posted by a bot in the chat later.
Yeah.